Some amendments to the Electric Light and Power Act went through the Senate yesterday after being first debated in the House of Assembly back in August of this year. Minister of Energy and Business Development, Senator Lisa Cummins, explained that the changes were necessary because the legislation, which was first enacted in 2013 and then amended in 2019, had a missing piece to it.
This amendment came about because at the time, Mr. President, that this particular subsection of the legislation was being reviewed and objections were being received, it was discovered by the technicians in the field that there was no mechanism by which they could determine what to do with the objections. And so a legal opinion was sought. The legal opinion then came back to say this was a missing section of the legislation. It did not provide for regulations of how this was being managed, and on that basis, there needed to be an amendment of the legislation to provide for this kind of consultation.
The legislation set out to create a licensing regime for people seeking to supply electricity to the public grid. It called for such people to first obtain a license from the minister, and it listed three categories of applicants. So this is what the government is now putting in place.
An applicant to whom subsection 3 applies shall not be issued a license until an opportunity has been given to interested parties in accordance with section 5A to make representations or objections to the minister in relation to his application. It outlines what the applicant must do, Mr. President, in very clear sections. The insertion of what we are now terming section 5A after the existing section 5, Mr. President, says the following. 5A, paragraph 1. An interested party, already defined in the existing principal legislation, who desires to make a representation or an objection in relation to an application for a license by an applicant to whom section 5(3) applies, shall, within 28 days of the first publication of notice of the application, inform the minister in writing of his representation or objection. Subsection 2. The interested party has four things that they must do. Shall, compulsory language, state his interest in the application. I can't decide, Mr. President, therefore, that it is on your roof. I don't like how it looks. I live in three parishes upwind. It ain't got nothing to do with me, but I just don't like how it looks. So I have declared myself an interested party. What is the nature of your interest? B, shall, as far as practicable, state concisely in numbered paragraphs the precise nature and ground of his representation or objection. C, shall include any supporting evidence. And D, finally, shall not make a representation or an objection in respect of anything that is not directly related to a matter set out in section 6(2)(b) or 3. It goes on, Mr. President, to also say, where the minister, after consultation with the committee, and I will speak to the committee because the committee is established in the principal legislation at Schedule 2, which in this instance refers to the Electric Light, the ELPAC, Electric Light and Power Act Committee, Advisory Committee, where the committee considers that there is merit in a representation or objection made by an interested party, but additional information on the representation or objection is required, the minister may, within 28 days of receipt of the representation or objection, give the interested party an opportunity to provide such information orally or in writing.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.